This is the world my parents lived in. My father was born in Pasadena in the early 1930s, during a time when exclusion was not hidden or subtle. In the early 1930s, signs reading, "No Mexicans, no dogs, whites only," were posted on storefronts, rental properties, and public spaces across Southern California. These were the signs he grew up seeing before he was old enough to read them fully, but old enough to feel what they meant. Public swimming pools followed the same rules. In Pasadena during the 1930s and into the 1940s, municipal pools such as the Brookside Plunge at Brookside Park enforced racial segregation. Mexican and Black residents were either barred entirely or restricted to limited hours after white residents were finished using the pool. These practices were enforced through city policy and custom. Pools were drained and chemically cleaned before reopening to white swimmers. My father grew up knowing that even public water was segregated, that his body was treated as something that had to be removed before others could enter. This was not rumor or misunderstanding. It was municipal practice. In 1954, under President Dwight D. Eisenhower, the federal government launched Operation Wetback, forcing mass deportations across the Rio Grande River. The insult, wetback, born from those crossings, became federal policy. This was prejudice at the top, prejudice in the White House. At any moment, it could have been stopped, but instead it was stamped, signed, and enforced. Imagine growing up hearing your own parents called wetbacks after that became official. His mother, my grandmother, was born in 1901 in Clifton, Greenlee County, Arizona. His father, my grandfather, was born in 1896 in Colotlan, Jalisco, Mexico. They crossed borders for work, sometimes with papers, sometimes without, always under threat and uncertainty. My father later worked 14-hour days to earn what white men earned in 8, carrying forward the lessons of exclusion he had absorbed since childhood. My mother was born in the early 1930s in Los Angeles to parents from Durango, Mexico. She was never taught to read, then blamed for it as if illiteracy were a personal failure rather than the result of how Mexican children were treated in schools at the time. From an early age, she was pressured to abandon Spanish and told to speak English, made to feel ashamed of her language and identity.